He thumbed the remote again, then watched in growing delight as Fel reminded Jaina of her promise and made her swear not to reveal what she knew to the Jedi Council. The conversation ended an instant later when Fel cursed and said, "Look who's coming." The vidwall went dark, and Tyr volunteered. "That's all from the spy droid, but there's another shot at the end of the chip that you need to see." Lesserson left the chip running, but asked, "Why does the limousine shot end there? Who did they see coming?"
"Me," Tyr said. "The situation was getting tricky, and I needed to get in and download from the spy droid."
"How tricky?" Lesserson asked, suddenly growing worried. It wouldn't be a disaster if the spy droid fell into Jedi hands, as long as the Jedi didn't realize Tyr was the one who had slipped it into their temple. "I warned you not to get caught with it. If the Jedi realize you have Imperial help, your usefulness to me will come to an abrupt end."
"Relax." Tyr took a long swallow from his gax, then said, "The spy droid never left the temple. I took the download via comm wave. Now look at this. The beginning is exclusive. Everyone else was busy filing their report when I caught this little gem."
The hangar access tunnel appeared on the vidwall again. The GAS squad was still standing outside it, the troopers looking bored, and the captain shaking his head in frustration as someone yelled at him over his headset. Then, almost so fast that Lesserson did not see it, the gate suddenly rose about a meter and dropped back down again. The startled troopers spun around and pointed their weapons at the ground, and the GAS captain snapped something into his headset microphone. A moment later, two young Jedi, a Duros female and a Jeannette male, rose into view and tried to walk through the middle of the squad. At least Lesserson assumed they were Jedi. They were dressed only in tunics and trousers, with no lightsabers hanging from their belts, so it was difficult to be certain.
"They were Jedi apprentices," Tyr explained.
"Were?"
Lesserson gasped.
"You mean GAS?"
"No, they're okay," Tyr said. "They resigned from the order."
"Resigned?" Lesserson echoed. "Jedi can do that?" Tyr shrugged.
"Who's gonna stop them?"
Lesserson turned back to the vidwall, watching with interest as the GAS captain questioned the young pair. Although it was not possible to hear the conversation, it seemed apparent that the former Jedi were completely unintimidated. After a moment, the figures began to grow larger as Tyr and his cam operator descended the lane.
"He ended up letting them go after we got there," Tyr explained.
"Nothing to hold them on?" Lesserson hazarded.
"Better," Tyr replied. "They claimed they resigned because they didn't want to be party to breaking the law."
Lesserson turned to face him.
"Please tell me you got that."
"Sorry," Tyr said, "but it was all efflux anyway. They just said that so GAS would be forced to let them go."
"And you know this how?"
Tyr flashed a truly self-satisfied smirk.
"It's in my interview," he said. "I've got them on full holo admitting they don't want to be Jedi anymore because they don't like the way Dalla is taking charge of the Order."
Lesserson broke into a huge, spontaneous smile.
"Did you now?"
He stepped over to the serving tray and retrieved a glass for himself, then picked up the Gax decanter and poured for them both.
"Why don't we watch that interview, and then I'll tell you how I'm going to make you a very wealthy man."